Young and free on Yes FM. That is Noel 941. It is Chris, the Positive Chats podcast for December 21st on the air right now for a Tuesday, first day of winter. And Michael Austin from Christian History Magazine with us this morning. Michael, how are you?
I am, Chris. It sounds like you are as well.
I'm doing really good. Yeah, week of Christmas, and all of us are feeling a little more joyful and festive and just ready for Saturday. Getting ready. How about you?
Great to be with you, and getting ready for the season. Congratulations! I'm so happy to meet you on the air.
Oh, thank you. I can be honest with you. I've known about your work a while, and this is the first time. Now, Christian History Magazine is fairly new to me. I've heard of it, but I've never actually held one. And looking through it, getting a chance to flip through this, I was like, "This is like 50 pages worth of stuff. This is a really thick magazine." There's a lot in this.
It's unique and it's very special. It has a following all around the world. It's amazing how many people I encounter who have the entire set. They've been collecting it over the years. It's very unusual. It's glossy, full color, stupendously, and I don't think that's an exaggeration. A collection of artwork always in these issues. And so you've got, I want to ask for your forgiveness for I've lost my voice. I'm just recovering from pneumonia. So I'm sorry for these delays in getting together with you on the show. But here we are, and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling better every day.
I was going to ask you if you were feeling better. Oh, Michael. Well, thank you for being with us, and I was excited to catch up with you today. Now, I know that the things I always kind of wondered about, because Christian history can go back, be so diverse. And one of the things that I'd learned while flipping through, because I'm seeing what's great about your magazine is like flipping through it, I'm seeing where there's a lot of rose-colored stained glass windows. There are a lot of historical photos. One of Winston Churchill in here, the way that it's laid out. This is very well done. And it looks like there's a theme. So the theme is City of Man, Christian civic engagement down through the ages. And we're talking about civics. Is there a focus on that?
Well, as most people know, and I know this is an introduction for you, each issue takes up only one topic. So you get a very thorough treatment of what this topic is. And I can tell you succinctly, I mean, it may be a little confusing, City of Man, what in the world does that mean? This has to do with the Christian's civic involvement, and civic is a word that we've kind of lost these days. But this is how Christians interface with the world, how they participate in their society, in their community, in their nation, and these days in the global environment. So it's a very timely issue. We are facing a crisis in the United States. In fact, this crisis is global. It's worldwide. We hear a lot of talk about one world government. We're seeing our own government being challenged every day in Congress and elsewhere. Our principles, our democratic principles are being challenged. There's a lot of talk about Marxist, communist. What do they have to do with our culture and our society? How is it that their influence has increased so much over the years? Where do the Christians stand in this? Where does the church stand? What is their role in? And that's a great controversy in the church, sadly. I say that because, this is taken up. What I'm about to say is taken up in the first two articles of the magazine, and that is, what is the role of the church? What is in over time? And this goes back to the first couple of centuries after Christ walked on this earth, and philosophers were coming into the church. Pagan influence was coming into the church. There was a struggle to maintain faithfulness to the gospel, and all kinds of testing of heresies and whatnot. And so you get a real historical view of how this thing that we call civics, or our participation in our society, how this came about, how it developed. And so the monastery, which it was an institution early in the church, developed a lot of the traditions and methods of the church in their involvement in culture and society. And back in those days, of course, we had kings and queens. We didn't have democracy, so it was a very, very different world. But that's the value of Christian History Magazine. They give you a full view of going all the way back over the past 2,000 years of what subject is all about.
Yeah. And you know what? It's kind of fascinating, yeah, too, because I think all of us have heard the phrase at one time or another that history tends to repeat itself. And one of the focuses is Hero of the Faith, Josephine Butler. Are you seeing a parallelism between maybe things that have happened back in the day and sort of the same formula, that same template being played out today?
Oh, my goodness. It is so it is so clear. She was actually suffered a great deal in her personal life. A 5-year-old child, due to an accident in the home, died tragically. And so Josephine Butler was overcome with grief in life. And the way that she and her family dealt with that trauma was that they reached out, and this is a pattern of Christian life. Very often we see that the hero, and what we refer to as a lot of the heroes of the faith, who reached out to people in need, that impulse, that desire, very often was accompanied by some personal tragedy that they experienced themselves. She became a rabble-rouser. Now, this is a Victorian era. She lived between 1828 and 1906. So she lived during the heyday of the 1800s, Victorian England. She found causes to believe in and to advocate for women. And so in that Victorian era, one of the major scandals of that society was prostitution. Very sadly, men were abusing women outside of their marriage. They were appearing to be very, behaving themselves in society and in their culture, but they had this terrible, scandalous sin of abusing poor women who were basically trying to, support their families, mm-hmm. and fell into, but became a part of the prostitution trade in England. Josephine Butler reached out to them with compassion and love and treated them kindly. The culture was treating them very bad. As a matter of fact, the British government passed something called a CDA, which was a Contagious Disease Act. Now, listen to how similar this behavior was to what we're seeing today with COVID. We're actually facing a time when we would have a passport, a COVID passport. In other words, you would be holding papers to prove the status that you have with this this flu, COVID. But let me describe what the British were doing with CDAs. They had a provision. This was a very harsh provision. It attempted to contain the levels of venereal disease, sexually transmitted diseases, in the British Army. So the target of this was military bases and training areas where these women who were practicing prostitution were, in the shadows, and a lot of sexual disease was being transmitted. The government decided to institute something called lock hospitals, and they passed laws which allowed the gendarme, the bobby, the the male official to pick up women right off the street, forcefully examine them, decide for themselves if this person was transmitting a communicable disease, and put her into jail with no due process, no legal representation, just snatch people off the street and put them into a hospital where they would attempt to cure them of these diseases. The reality was that they were terribly abused in these institutions. Many died from brutal behavior, inspections, medical, so-called medical procedures, and so forth. And it was ruthless. She set herself, Josephine Butler set herself to abolish those laws. And as a matter of fact, her social advocacy to remove these kinds of draconian laws was successful. And by 1886, she was able to, she and others, this started, by the way, in the early 1860s, this CDA law. They were able to abolish those and institute reforms. Now, did everything become rosy? No, because you know what? We are we're a sinful being. We human beings are probably the most dangerous animals, beings walking on Earth. And it's because we, we're in our scripture that we are not good, no, not one. We tend toward evil, and we need a savior. We need to learn how to live with compassion and grace and mercy. And the only source that I know for that is our Savior Jesus Christ and the Bible.
I'm just yet too, because we were talking about diseases and we were talking about COVID and everything that Josephine Butler was working on. Is that because you mentioned the Contagious Diseases Act? Is that pretty much what that is? Ish?
Well, pretty much. I mean, people are being forced to take these treatments, these so-called vaccines that you're studied to find out for yourself what these things are. I'm afraid we've gone down a road that is denying people of their rights. On the one hand, we have a movement that is all about a woman's body, and I'm talking about the abortion issue. Women are militantly protecting the rights of their own body, and yet we are giving ourselves over to the state and various treatments without much resistance. Time will tell how this unfolds, but I think the Christians are resisting being forced to take treatments and have injections of substances in their body without their permission and without their own choice. So, but this, we are living in times that are probably as dire as any time in history in terms of the battle between church and state, the battle between good and evil, and the words that we use, the definition of the words that we are using on an everyday basis are being transformed. They're being changed. The definitions of words are being changed. And we're actually seeing good being called bad or evil and evil being called good. Predicted in the Bible.
Yeah, a lot going on. Catching up with Michael Austin from Christian History Magazine. And it's cool because, Michael, during this conversation, I've been thumbing through the magazine and looking down. How do we get our copy of this? Because this is the first time I've ever seen it. And it's been available for a long time. And for listeners who haven't seen it yet, and for those that are fairly new to Christian History Magazine, issue number 141, City of Man, Christian Civic Engagement Through the Ages. Where do we get a hold of our copy?
Well, that's the easy part. On the internet, it's christianhistorymagazine.org. And this magazine can be read right on that website. In fact, all of the issues, with the exception of one or two that have they haven't been able to recover, are archived on this amazing website. Oh. And by the way, it's all freely available. You can also subscribe and get the magazine in the mail, like you do, by signing up for a subscription. By the way, you cannot purchase a subscription of this magazine. They're available only by donation. And the donors and supporters of the ministry want people to know that if there's a financial issue and they're unable to do that, just ignore the opportunities to donate. Go through the process of signing up for a subscription, and it will be sent to you at no cost.
Got it. And you're really not that far from Ohio, because you're just the next state over. You're in Pennsylvania.
Well, right now I'm back in Indiana. I went out to Pennsylvania, and I was really looking forward to being able to do this interview last week, because I was visiting the director of the ministry and the publisher of this magazine, Bill Curtis, in his home for a couple of days with him. We had a wonderful time to get together and do some work, and also have wonderful fellowship. And I was hoping to introduce him to your audience, and that I might do the interview in his office.
But, oh, there you go.
unfortunately, we got a scheduling problem or whatever it was. Anyway, we got delayed to now, and I'm delighted to be able to chat with you. By the way, there's another article, if I can mention it very briefly.
Yeah.
Serving Your Neighbor, which is a real good summary of this process of how we learn, how the Christians learn to interface with their culture and their society. Of course, Christians are called to be set apart, to be different than the world. The world is ruled by the enemy, and we see that on an everyday basis. This method of interfacing with the world, the relationship between the church and state and so forth, was a lot of it is attributed to the work of Martin Luther. And this article, by the way, Martin Luther is the most popular character throughout the history of this magazine, because of his role in the Reformation, because of his writing, which was so explicit and so descriptive of how to live the Christian life. And so just as we see in Acts that question, how then should we live, is answered in this entire issue and this special issue, serving your neighbor. You know, the Christians learn in their Bible to seek holiness. They are also called to love their neighbor and to serve the poor. Mm. So that balance is beautifully described in this wonderful article, Serving Your Neighbor, in this issue. I commend it to people. It's an excellent survey of the whole issue.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this. I'm really impressed. I've never seen this magazine before. I've heard of it, but this is the first time I've actually had to get my hands on it. And so 50 pages worth. And it's says here, nearly 40 years, Christian History Magazine's been telling the story of the church and to help guide each of us on our journey. It's a magazine that's made possible by a generous donation from our readers. And again, if you want to get your copy, it's christianhistorymagazine.org. Michael Austin, it was great catching up with you today. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes, Mike.
Thank you. Great to be with you and your wonderful audience. God bless you.
You as well. Appreciate you again. Thank you so much. And have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you. We'll talk to you shortly. Thanks, man.
Bye now.
All right. So there you go. Michael Austin with us, Christian History Magazine. Again, more information, christianhistorymagazine.org. And of course, don't forget, he said it's only available. You can get your, it's a free 1-year subscription. So any other questions on that, feel free, send me a text, 419-240-1937. This recording will be a